Let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and then find the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of the page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on that page. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm here in the studio with Father John. How are you doing today, Father John?
I'm doing just great, Danny.
Oh, man, today, revelation for me. Today, we're going to talk about the face, seeing the face of Adam and Eve and evil, the serpent.
And the snake, right?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So this was, like I said, it's a revelation for me because I never saw any problem with seeing the creation story totally on the evolutionary side.
Right.
You know, like I would just tell people who were my fundamentalist friends, I would just say to them, look, okay, so God might have made Adam and Eve, but that's just a story. And so God might have worked through the whole evolutionary method. And I didn't realize until really just reading this letter that we really need to see Adam and Eve and even evil as a face. So we do have a mom and dad. So we do have something that we came from. So that was very exciting for me when I read this.
Right. If you want to find meaning in life, you really have to start with Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
Because if you go beyond that into the murky past, we find ourselves lost because we don't have a connection with origins. I mean,
right.
I'm not against the idea of evolution per se, but if all we can do is tie our origins to a Cro-Magnon, you know, on his haunches, chewing on a bone by a fire, you know what I mean? And maybe drawing stick figures on the cave. Well, that's not too inspiring, is it?
No, not too inspiring. And also, it just means we just showed up. You know, we just
kind of evolved by chance,
yeah,
right?
Totally evolved by chance.
Yeah, so therefore you have no meaning. And that's the point, right? So there are people who are called, you know, theistic evolutionists. I think Pope John Paul II himself was one, and C.S. Lewis. That's fine, right? Because we believe in one fundamental truth, and that is, at one point, God breathed into our parents. And who are these parents? They have faces.
Right.
And without these faces, we're lost.
Yeah. Yeah, I just see that it's a mom and dad figure. It's really connecting me to those two people.
That's
and not
right.
just a dust or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, and so the whole issue really is a balancing act.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you said, your buddies in the fundamentalist camp, they look at this whole history as if it's some literal description of the events that brought the world around. Well, you know, our minds are too small to even comprehend the mammoth energies of God that were bringing everything together. I mean, you know, Danny,
right.
I mean, how can our minds, you're a scientist, how can, you know, scientists can't grasp this thing, right?
Right. If you really sit down and contemplate what's happening, you know, if you really do that,
yeah,
it's just way too big.
Oh, it's just way too big. And so what this does is it brings it down so that we can, again, experience, not explain.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Experiencing is so important, right? Mm-hmm. So we live in a tension of what I would say the historical, grammatical, and the symbolic. So none of us can say Adam and Eve and the snake never existed.
Right.
I mean, it's just myth. It's just a story. If you do that, you're basically, you know, wiping away not only like we said, the importance of our origins, but also you're wiping out everything in Scripture that is built upon it in the future, right?
Yeah, exactly, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's critical that we live in attention, mm-hmm. and that is, well, I accept the fact that Adam and Eve are real people, and there was a real snake, although we don't know what form it took because before the fall, mm-hmm. right? Okay. I mean, how can we do anything other than that? If we say it's just myth, it's nothing, okay? But myth is really truth. Symbol is as true as the historical grammatical, and that's what your buddies, your fundamentalist buddies don't understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Danny. Uh-huh. Does Darth Vader exist?
No. In the movies?
Oh, yeah?
Does Darth Vader? You mean like as Satan?
If Darth Vader does not exist, then why are we so struck and taken by his form?
His persona?
His persona. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah,
yeah.
If he's not real, then how do you explain that, you see? So the truth of the matter is, Danny, is that Darth Vader does exist.
Got you.
Okay. Yeah. He is the face of evil. Maybe the emperor is the ultimate face, you know. Maybe Darth was redeemable in the end, but not the emperor. But you see, you have to have a face for evil. And every culture has it. And we've talked about this before with our monsters and so on and so forth. But the snake in the garden is the face of evil.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at it in a mythological way, myth is true. Symbol is true.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another example. Jesus complained to, he doesn't complain, but Jesus is confronting Nicodemus, right?
Yeah.
And he says, listen, dude, he didn't put the dude in there, but he says, you've got to be born again. And here's this guy scratching his head, how does this work?
Yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
And Jesus tells him, a teacher in Israel, don't know this. He's speaking in symbols, right?
Of course, yeah.
And the symbols of being born again is vivid and as true and as real as actually our real birth in space and time.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so with Adam and Eve and with the snake going on here, we have to say, well, we can't just dismiss it as a non-historical thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's anchored in history. Whether God actually took the form of dust and made Adam right there and breathed into him, and boom, there he was. I'm willing to accept that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how do I know? I wasn't there.
Right? Of course, yeah.
Or if he took some rudimentary humanoid type things or whatever.
Some cells.
Right. And breathed into them.
Right, right.
And that was Adam and Eve. I'm good with that too.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But you can't get behind the faces of Adam and Eve and the snake.
Yeah, yeah. Really need them. And I need them also to connect me to God.
Right.
That's the other thing I realize. I need them so that I know who I am.
Right.
In this relationship, but also so that I know who I am in relationship to a God who loves us, who created Adam and Eve. You know, that's really big revelation for me.
And the cool thing is Adam is every man.
Mm, yes.
Eve is every woman.
Yeah.
We can see ourselves in these faces. You're so right, Danny.
Yeah.
You don't understand yourself unless you get to Adam and Eve.
Yeah. You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website, and then select the Deep Dive into Scripture link at the top of that page. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
And the cool thing is Adam is every man.
Yes.
Eve is every woman.
Yeah.
We can see ourselves in these faces. You're so right, Danny.
Yeah.
You don't understand yourself unless you get to Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And of course, you go in the scriptures, you got this very important motif. And the whole scripture is built on, and that's the first man motif.
Mm-hmm.
You've got what we'll see that God brings judgment upon earth. And we have Noah. He's kind of like a new Adam, you know, a first man motif,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got God working with Abraham, you know, pulling him out of the nations. He's kind of like a first man motif.
Same thing, yeah.
Right. And to some degree, Moses, although it's not that clear there, but David becomes the fount of a, as a first man in which God further
like expands
changes the world through that person. Of course, ultimately, it's Jesus, the new Adam, right?
Right, of course.
And if you look at what Paul writes throughout his writings, how important Adam is,
mm-hmm.
and he's just assuming he's real.
Yeah.
And not some myth and you know, whatever.
Right. I guess
everything
they all really
collapses, Danny.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's the foundation upon which everything else sits.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Eve is like, you know, the bright side of the, you know, the woman motif we see throughout scripture, but the bright side of the woman motif, and we have the dark side of the woman motif as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And of course, the ultimate fulfillment of Eve is the Blessed Mother. In the bright side, where she gets it right, where the original Eve got it wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her choices. I mean, you can just see that there's no way that we can be faithful Catholics without really appreciating and thinking deeply about the faces of Adam and Eve and the snake, right?
Yeah.
Evil has to have a face. We've talked about that many times. Like Darth Vader, you know, because and every culture again has
the vampire.
Yeah. You know, are there really vampires, Danny? Well, if they actually fly around like bats, you know, if they actually dig their teeth and suck blood from people, you know, I hope, Danny, I hope there are none of those out there.
Yeah, let's not think about that.
I really hope. On the other hand, we all know that they're people who feed on us,
mm-hmm.
right? They kind of do sink their teeth into us, right?
Yep.
And we're not beyond sinking our teeth into
others
as well, mm-hmm. right? So the snake is very important. Again, the snake isn't given a name like Satan,
mm-hmm.
which is Satan. I mentioned before that that's the accuser, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or Lucifer, or the devil, or a demon even, you know. He just shows up. And we know intuitively that there are spiritual beings represented by him who are in conflict with our first parents and therefore the human race.
Yeah.
And it's out of jealousy because we talked about the fall earlier.
Right. Yeah.
And so we have enemies that want to destroy us, and the snake is the face of that evil.
Right. So in the story, just like Adam and Eve, the serpent, for me, does put a face to just that generic evil that's in the world. It's been that way, like you were saying, in movies, the characters that portray that evil, it helps us to have a relationship. It helps us to understand how that evil is in the world.
And unfortunately, Danny, the church really doesn't talk about these things often.
Mm, yeah.
It's not even preached on that much. Maybe people are embarrassed. Oh, you know, this story, Adam and Eve, you know what I mean? You know, like that. And again, it's disarmingly simple, but as such, it's so important. And so since we don't teach it or preach it very clearly, as it is, therefore, instead of going to church, people go to get their theology, so to speak, from the movies.
Sure.
Because everybody knows that there's evil and they feel it, right?
Yeah.
But these stories, these movies, they bring out something that everyone feels, like the invasion of the body snatchers or something. You know, people feel like, man, something's possessing me. You know, I'm walking around and I'm not even me. You know,
yeah.
You know, I mean, these are terrible, terrible things. But just about every scary movie you can think of, is true.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
That's why people watch it. If it wasn't true. That movie
Nefarious that just came out. Boy, that was an eye opener for me.
That's
about the face of evil.
Yeah, what it does is it basically opens up underlying things that we are always facing.
Yeah, sure.
It, mm-hmm. it, it calls evil out.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, movies do that. All kinds of movies do that. So we shouldn't have to go to the theater in Hollywood to our theology because, you know, it doesn't have the theological profundity that Holy Scripture does.
Sure,
and so we have to let Holy Scripture speak for itself. And that's what we're doing here in this particular podcast.
Yeah. The one of the things I thought was pretty amazing, again, not something I've ever thought about much in my life. You said the story is disarmingly simple.
Yeah.
And it made me think, how in the world did they come up with, you know, I mean, somebody realized this is the story of creation and wrote it down, you know, told it, and then it got written down. And it's so simple, but so profound in its simplicity, you know, just, it is pretty amazing.
Right. And biblical scholars of the last, you know, the previous generations, they try to figure this out and say,
sure.
Okay, well, you know, there's a writer in the Bible that writes this way. He's called the Yahwist or Elohist from Elohim or Yahweh from Yahweh, because that's the names they use.
Yeah.
E for Elohim and stuff like that. And they try to put dates to when they may have been written, you know.
Sure.
But they all don't really agree with one another.
Of course.
And
they're scientists.
Well, actually, that's how they're approaching the whole thing.
Exactly.
Purely from a what they would call a scientific way,
Right.
But they completely miss out on the faces,
Faces and the relationship.
Right.
You know, that's...
So we believe that this is revelation, Danny. That's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can imagine some guy scratching his head saying, I'm going to write a good story here or something, you know.
No.
I don't think so. I think the Holy Spirit came upon some amazing person at an amazing moment in time. We might say that Moses... Who knows? This was handed on to Moses, or Moses created, or did it come up? The whole idea of bringing Scripture together is a very, very complex thing. But Danny, what we all have to focus on is the package that God gave us with it. And to try to get down into the spaghetti of things, trying to pull each noodle out and trying to figure out how it all originated is just arrogant.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's not going to take you anywhere.
No, like, that's the thing. Yeah, yeah. I think that is the thing, that the realization is that you can get down and try and get into the nitty gritty, you know, into the noodles, like you said, but it's just way more beneficial in my life and to me to just step back and look at the story and say, so what does this tell me about how God... It's
revelation to you and to me.
That's
Jesus is telling us, okay, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
This is Adam, this is Eve.
this is evil.
Okay, start thinking about these in a profound way.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered it.
That's great. The face of Adam and Eve and evil. Okay, good. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Okay, God bless.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Deep Dive into Scripture link on that page for related text. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another Deep Dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.